T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome into the program, talk a little basketball, a little NBA, a little Hawks. The general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, Travis Schlenk, joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Travis.
Morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Pretty good, pretty good. How's the trips going this week? What's been going on? What you do new?
I went over to Spain this week. Spent the weekend in Madrid, so I had a chance to get some good Spanish ham, drink a little red wine. It was a good weekend for me.
Did you put that Spanish ham on like a sandwich, or did you just eat that plain? Or was there any lettuce and tomato involved?
No. You eat that straight off the platter. They take their ham seriously in Spain. It's the best ham in the world. They will feed them only acorns. They only let the pig sleep on one side of their body for 4 hours, and they make the pig flip over to the other side of the body, so the meat stays nice and tender on both sides. They put a lot of work and a lot of time into their ham. So if you want ham, you got to go to Spain to get it.
You know what, Travis? You've told us more about that Spanish ham than you've told us about these dogs so far. But I love it.
I can talk about that stuff now. I can't talk about half the stuff you asked me about.
But I love it. I love it.
We're joined by, of course, Travis Schlenk, who joins us on the WadeFord.com. Now, I know you can't talk about individual players. You're precluded from doing that. I get that. But can you tell me how to pronounce his name so that I have it correct? Is it Doncic?
Yeah, Luka Doncic. Yeah, he plays for Real Madrid.
Right, Luka Doncic, 18-year-old from Real Madrid, considered to be one of the top prospects for the NBA draft. And it's so funny because we associate as sports fans over here, Real Madrid, with a soccer team. But the way it works over there, they're actually athletic clubs, and they have, like, multiple teams, right? It's not just a soccer club, but they would have, like, for example, if the Atlanta Hawks and Atlanta United were all part of the same organization, correct?
Yeah, so, yeah, Real Madrid is a soccer team and also a basketball team. They have their club. You know, soccer is probably 10 times more popular than basketball there. So if there's a Real Madrid soccer game, there's probably, say, 100,000 people watching on TV. And if there's a Real Madrid basketball game, maybe there's 10,000 people, just to give you a perspective. So soccer is king there for sure.
We're talking with Travis Schlenk as we get ready for the Hawks and Bucks tonight in Milwaukee. And let's give a little shout-out to your team and what they've been doing of late. Playing better basketball, Travis. I mean, they've been competing. They had a nice little win. They had a couple of stumbles there, but then they came back strong with Dwayne Dedmon and beat the Pistons. And the club has been playing over the last, say, month, much better basketball.
Yeah, we're just a little bit under 500 over the last, I think, 15, 16 games, something like that. So pleased with the way the guys keep grinding. You know, we got off to a slow start of the season. You know, injuries kind of took a toll on us. And, you know, we had guys in new positions, but we're continuing to grow. The young guys continue to get minutes, continue to get better. You know, now we're starting to see Tyler Dorsey get some minutes, and he's having some success out there. So it's exciting to see.
So as we draw close to the All-Star game and guys get the breaks off, players get breaks off and everything, how does your travel schedule change, or does it basically still stay the same, or do you get to take time off?
No, so I've got a busy week this week. So I got back late last night from Spain. Tomorrow morning early, I'm going to fly out to Boise, Idaho, go out there and watch Nevada versus Boise State. Thursday, I'll be in Phoenix for Arizona State. Friday, I'll be in L.A. for the Rising Stars Challenge to support John and Torian. Saturday, since I'm out there, I'm going to check Oregon, UCLA. I take the red eye out of L.A. Saturday night to Cincinnati, where I'm going to see Wichita State, Cincinnati play Sunday afternoon, and I'll head back here Monday morning. And after that, I don't know what I'm doing.
Boy, no rest for you. No rest for you. Got a question for you, Trax. We've been talking about this. Cleveland Cavaliers got a new look. They got some new young players. Are they now a legitimate threat coming out of the East?
Well, I've kind of maintained all along it's hard to bet against number 23. But I didn't see the game, but obviously I read about it. Cleveland up in Boston this weekend, where Cleveland got them pretty good, and everyone was talking about how they looked rejuvenated. So You know, I still think, you know, Cleveland would be my pick, but as I've maintained, I think Toronto's got a real good team as well. They have good depth. You know, they have continuity. So those would be the two teams that I would pick in the East.
We're talking with Travis Schlenke, who is the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've been through the trade deadline. We saw what the Cavaliers did in remaking their franchise and trying to rejuvenate themselves, to use your term here. You chose the Hawks didn't make a whole lot of moves. Luke Babbitt got traded. Marco Bellinelli got picked up by another team. Kind of steady as it goes at the moment for you guys, right?
Yeah, it was a tough trade market. You know, as we sit here and look at next year, you know, we're projecting as many as 16 teams to be in the luxury tax. So all the deals that came at us were teams trying to get us to take on future money. You know, we were fine moving some of our veteran guys for to pick up young assets. But all the deals that were thrown at us, you know, we'd been taking, you know, some cases $5, $6, up to $9 million back next year. You know, I hate to call it dead money, but it really, you know, there are players we didn't want, players that team didn't want. So it was really kind of taking on dead money just to get a second-round draft pick. And it just, at the end, we just felt like we didn't nothing really made sense for us. So, we stayed pat. We were able to trade Luke, which, you know, worked out well for him. He was great for us while he's here, but he has a chance to go to a playoff team, so happy for him. And then, yeah, as you mentioned, Marco, you know, we really thought we were going to get something done, but like I said, there was none of the deals we thought made sense for us long term, so we did a buyout with him, and he was able to go to a playoff team, so we wish him nothing but the best. You know, both those guys were great veterans in our locker room. But at this stage in their career, you know, they want to go try to compete in the playoffs, which completely understand.
I got a question broadly about your role as a general manager, Travis Schlenke, when it comes to the organization, because it's not just, you know, player personnel, and it's not just what you're going to see in terms of, you know, the product on the court. It's also an organizational thing. We've talked to you in the past about the new practice facility, for example. I've seen the artist renderings, and we've discussed about the team that's going to go down to College Park, your G League team down in College Park. We also hear this week that Phillips Arena is going to be no longer Phillips Arena. It's going to get a new name for the arena because the naming rights will go up. And so there's a lot at play. How much of that falls under your purview? You know, when you talk about things like G League and, you know, the naming rights and stuff like that, is that something you have to concern yourself with?
I wouldn't say that I've concerned myself with the naming rights stuff, but I'm involved with ownership and the upper business side folks on weekly conference calls where we have all the dialogue on all that stuff. So I'm certainly not the one doing any of the work, but privy to all that stuff that's going on. But I try to stay out of their way. The people who know what they're doing and let them get that done. But yeah, there, like you mentioned, there's a ton of exciting things going on with the organization right now, with the downtown renovation. You know, the naming rights up in the air. You know, I think did they have the press conference yesterday down in College Park? I thought it was supposed to be yesterday. I don't even know for the G League building. But that'll be great to have that G League building down there, so we don't have to get guys on planes to get into Erie. To get him some game action. So there's a lot of exciting things going on for the Hawks.
Yeah, Travis, I know we can't talk about players over here in America, but can we get a little ideal about some of the players overseas? For instance, Luka Doncic. Were you over there kind of scouting him a little bit and seeing what he was about?
Yeah, so I can't talk about him because he's a draft guy, but yes, that's why I was in Madrid, I'll tell you that much.
You know what? I appreciate that. It felt like we've bonded. That little bit of information right there, I felt like we bonded a little bit. With that and the ham, I feel so good about myself right now.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, next time you go to Spain, you got to get the ham.
You know what? I've been reading up on it. There's two different types of ham. They have it's called an Iberian ham.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
that's
like
a good one, Iberian.
Yeah, and a mountain ham. And it says that in order to be a Iberian ham, it has to come from black Iberian pigs or crossbred pig.
Yeah.
But it has to be 50% Iberian. And
yeah.
it looks tasty. It looks real tasty.
You know more about it than me now. You've been working hard on Google.
No, you know what? I found this thing they call Google. This Google thing is awesome. It's really easy.
Next time I go, I'm going to try to sneak some back through customs for you so you can taste it.
Hey, you know what? I don't want you to get in trouble. No, because you know what? No, don't do that. I'll figure this out because we want you to get the Hawks right. So we don't want you getting in any trouble for trying to get some uncovered meats into America. So we're good. We're good. We're good on that. We want you to be here to take care of this team.
Hey, Travis, do appreciate it. You can speak to one thing, that's for sure. And the folks who haven't had a chance to travel to Europe would understand this, that everybody talks about French food. Everybody talks about Italian food. They're wonderful cuisines, but maybe the most underrated cuisine in the world, Spanish cuisine. It's fabulously good.
Oh, yeah. No, I really enjoy going to Spain. Good people. Madrid's a beautiful city. Lots of culture, lots of history. So I'm very fortunate to have a job that lets me go all around the world and experience all these things. And they pay me to go to basketball games, so I got a pretty good gig.
You got a pretty good gig, is right. Thanks, Travis. Awesome. Do appreciate.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
All right, you too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.